Hello, it's May 3rd. Thanks for joining us. Today we learn about Félix Le Sueur, a French medical doctor. Félix was the husband of a French housewife whose Journal of Christian Marriage and Her Catholic Faith has put her on the path to possible sainthood. Félix fell in love with Elizabeth, a practicing Catholic. Félix admitted he didn't practice his faith, but he promised her he would respect her religious beliefs. They married in Paris in 1889. The couple lived a comfortable lifestyle, attending the theater, traveling abroad, and enjoying a rich social life. Some of their friends were critical of the Catholic faith, and Félix, despite his early promise, became an agnostic. As her husband moved farther from Catholicism, Elizabeth grew more deeply in her faith. She studied the New Testament and writings of the saints. The couple's differing views on religion greatly strained their marriage, and Elizabeth chronicled her pain and struggles in her journal. Yet she never stopped praying for Félix. Elizabeth's strong faith eventually began to have an effect on Félix, and his attitude towards Catholicism began to soften. After Elizabeth died from breast cancer on this day in 1914, he discovered her journal. He began to attend Mass and to read the religious books in his wife's library. In 1919, at age 57, he became a novice in the Order of Preachers, and at age 62 was ordained. Félix's marriage to Elizabeth Le Sueur lasted 25 years. His Dominican priesthood would last 27 years. Our scripture now continues with Paul's conversion. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Acts chapter 9, verses 19 and 20. Talk about a quick turnaround. A few days earlier, Paul had come to Damascus, breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. Now he goes to the synagogue, not to arrest those who believe in Jesus, but to proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God. His experience on the road has changed Paul forever. He discovered that the life of Jesus of Nazareth did not end with his disreputable death on the cross. This is the first time the title Son of God is used in the Acts of the Apostles. However, at the beginning of Luke's first volume, his Gospel, the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Paul, in his letters to the Romans, Corinthians, and Galatians, will give this same title to Jesus. For the rest of his life, this was to be the driving force behind everything Paul said or did. We need to keep reminding ourselves of this truth. Jesus is not simply a good model or even a good friend. In him, we meet God. When we talk to Jesus, we are talking to God. Talk to him now with that awareness. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.